Hello, I'm Professor Theodore Dyson from the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute. Over the past few years, we here at the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute have noticed a gradual decline in high school students' academic performance in chemistry and other chemistry-related subjects. Needless to say, we find these declining marks alarming as they threaten our very existence. Therefore, as we're pretty sure we know what motivates the young people, in an effort to assist struggling chemistry students everywhere, whilst promoting a greater interest in the field of chemistry, the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute proudly presents Chemistry Detectives. An exciting new radio play that is both entertaining and educational. We hope the subtle references to everyday chemistry in Chemistry Detectives will encourage amateur chemists everywhere to foster a greater appreciation of the chemistry sciences. But to help you on your way, every time a chemistry reference is made, you'll hear this sound. So now, please enjoy Chemistry Detectives.
It was just another day at the lab. As soon as I arrived, I got my ass right back on the case I'd been working on for the last 2 weeks. There'd been a break-in at the Mercury Cinema. Some crackhead shot up the place, pumped the projectionist full of lead, left shells all over the ground. Empty shells, not like mine. Frank, will you turn that crap off? It's depressing.
I'm not Frank, I'm Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick Smith?
No, Nick Lester.
Of course. You're Nick L. Where was I? Yes. I'd been working on the Mercury case all morning, but the answers seemed to be slipping through my fingers like some sort of room temperature liquid.
Neon.
Yes, Chief?
A word in my office. Neon! I can't help but notice you are having trouble with the Mercury case.
I'm working on it, sir.
Damn it, Neon! You've been on this case for 2 weeks and so far you've got nowhere.
I told you, I'm working on it.
Yeah, well from now on you'll be working on it with your new partner.
What?
Neon, I'd like you to meet Detective Jonathan Astatine.
Hey, looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, it's great. I'll talk to you later. Chief! How many times do I gotta tell you? I work alone. I don't bond with anybody.
I don't want to hear it, Neon. Don't overreact. In this precinct, we go by the table, I mean the book, periodically. Besides, word on the street is this department's got a mole.
A mole?
Yes, a mole. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would you, Neon?
No, sir.
Listen, Neon. You're a good copper. One of the best I've seen. Honest, hard-working, well-disciplined, noble. You light this place up. But you're a loose cannon, and one of these days, it'll get you killed. All I ask is you give your new partner a chance. Now, I know Astatine's a little heavy.
A little?
Sorry to bust in on you, sir, but we've got someone on the phone. Says he was involved with the Mercury murder.
Put a trace on it! Neon! Keep him on the line!
Sure thing. Hello, this is Detective Neon here. Who's this?
I know who you are, Neon. You're that detective who was responsible for the big explosion at the old orphanage 10 years ago.
How'd you know about that?
Let's just say I've kept that piece of information on the back burner.
That was an accident, you know.
Well, not to me it wasn't. I was one of those orphans. That experience scarred me for life. And now is it time for my revenge on you?
If your grudge is with me, then why'd you kill that poor projectionist over at the Mercury Cinema?
Him? Well, I just really hated the movie. Did you ever see Knocked up?
You listen to me, jerkwad. There are two types of people in this world. Metals and non-metals. And one day you just have to take a long, hard look in the mirror, and you've got to ask yourself, which one am I?
I am a transition metal.
Shut the hell up!
Oh, quite the contrary, Detective Neon. I believe it will be you who will be shutting up. Forever?
No! No! Damn it, I lost him!
That's okay, Neon.
Are you talking American now?
We got a trace.
What's the number?
600000000000.
God, that's a long phone number.
How many zeros is that?
22. Do you know the number?
No, it's just gibberish.
Oh wait, it runs on to the next page. Make that 23 zeros.
23 zeros? That's Avogadro's number! I know the address! Come on, let's split!
Will Detective Neon catch the murderer of the Mercury Cinema Projectionist? Will he and Detective Astatine get along? Is the number density of particles in an ideal gas equal to pressure over temperature times the Boltzmann constant? Join us next time on Chemistry Detectives, presented by the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. Good night.